Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's my question to you, because this is actually a conversation that took place in the barbershop. By the way, shout out to KB and everybody over there at Off the Hook.
Yeah.
Craig Kimble. You figure everybody's going at, or a handful of teams are going after him, right?
Eventually.
We haven't heard any news, but we want to know that the Braves at least are trying, correct?
Right.
Here's my question. Is this Craig Kimbrell the same guy who was here before?
Oh, no.
All right. So then my question is this. We spent this offseason talking about a presence in the locker room we weren't 100% confident we wanted, and that was Manny Machado. My question is, a Kimbrell in this locker room, do you think it will disrupt this team or bring a disruption?
No.
Given where he's been, given his attitude now, and that person that was here is not here anymore. Moreover, that team that was here when that team that was in place when he was here is no longer around, with the exception of
Freddie.
That's it. So I'm saying it's a whole different dynamic. Do you want that coming in? And do you think that's enough to get it over the top?
I think that's fine that he's coming in. I think he's, you know, he's coming in, and there's enough leadership in the clubhouse and guys who've been there before, like Brian McCann. I think he would fit in.
How many guys with rings can come into a locker room? How many people can come into a locker room with leaders there, and then if you have some kind of attitude about you, shut everybody up with, you know, hey, look, I couldn't hear you. My World Series rings are stuck in my ear.
Yeah, I think you leave
that
stuff out.
You don't think he's that dude?
Nah, you leave that stuff out in the parking lot.
Well, you would like to think that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously you would. I mean, I think he would, considering the fact he's been sitting around watching on TV for all these months.
Yeah, but he's sitting around with a pocket full of money. It's not like we got to have a telethon for him.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, if you're a player and you do what he does, you want to show you know that you're the baddest man on the planet in the ninth inning. And that's, I think, what he wants to do. That's you know, call it ego, call it pride, call it whatever you want to call it. He has that. And I think, you know, he wants to be out there. He wants to go out there and pitch. He wants to be in the right place, because he wants to have a chance to win. And so, you know, we know this would be a comfortable fit for him, we think, here in Atlanta. We know that's a definite need for him. But once again, what we've seen the last couple of nights, wonder, should it be starting that we should go for? I mean, when we thought we had the starting rotation, I still think the starting rotation is in fairly good shape. Fulton Evers remains a question. Gossman's just had a dreadful outing. But I think our starting rotation, you know, four out of the five are fairly solid. I just think the middle relief is still the thing you need to, because even if you get Kimbrell, you got to get to him. You got to make sure you got somebody solid in the seventh and eighth inning to get you there. And that's been so inconsistent with this baseball team. So to me, those are the things. If you're going to get Kimbrell, make sure, you know, is Sean Newcomb going to be one of your guys? Is Tuukka Rask going to be one of those guys that you're going to count on, you know, in clutch games, to come in and really hold that lead if you got that one-run, two-run lead, so it doesn't vanish? Because we've seen bigger leads than that vanish late in games.
Here's the thing, though. Again, it's June 1st, all right? And do you worry about or is there no guarantee out there. That's my point. And we talked about this last year, and you didn't want to just do something for the sake of doing something, and you see where this team ascended to. So right now, I'm good with sitting and waiting. And if he's asking for the world and the moon and the stars and all of that, then let Kimbrell sit. Because obviously, if he was reasonable about what he wanted, somebody would have picked him up by now. But for whatever the case is, he's making, you know, he's holding teams to fire because of what he's done in the past. And we've seen that with pitchers. Cubs are getting burned by that right now with Hugh Darvish. And don't get me started on him.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.